Before we dismiss, does anybody have anything you want to share? All right. Yes, Stacia. Yeah, please.
Well, this was a God thing. I want you to know that. So I'm not going to go up here. Okay, I'll come up here. You have to bear with me because it's not new to me, but this is a new season for me. Going back to the tree thing. Ever since I was little, I always had a very strong spirit of discernment. And then for years, it was like zapped away. Well, it's back, full throttle, and I can thank COVID for that. So it's been a time for me to kind of get on my knees, and I'm opening that door up again, and I've been able to receive words, and I've gotten a lot of literature that's helped me with this. But today, a couple of things. Kingdom was something that was really laid on my heart, and that's what you talked about at the beginning. And it's harvest time. So even though it's the season of the mask, please don't let your voice be muffled. We have shunned from being bold and brave because we're afraid of what people are going to think of us. That's done. That's over. So if you want to walk up to somebody in the store that you don't know and say, hey, Jesus loves you, here's $5, do it. Don't be refrained or feel like you have to restrain because this is not the time for that. This is the time to get out of your comfort zone and go forward. Harvest time isn't about wheat. This is about people. And he's 100% right with the kingdoms because they belong to him. This has been since the very beginning. Our downfall was we interrupted what our ancestors set forth. We ruined it. And now it's time for everybody to come back. And I don't just mean in the United States. I'm talking North Korea. I'm talking places where there are nowhere for these people to worship. They're going to start going to their knees. This is now. This is happening now. So please don't stand silent. That's all I have, I think.
Stay close, because what I say may stir more in you. So when the Lord said to me, Have you seen the amphitheater? I said, no. And so he led me through the house, which was this mansion. I mean, the hallways were, I even said in the dream, man, these hallways are as big as schools. They were beautiful, brown, different color brown, tile, pieces of tile that were 4 feet by 4 feet. And I eventually make my way right before I get to the amphitheater. And all of a sudden, all these kids, these children start running out of the room, happy, laughing, enjoying one another. And I recognize some of them. And I said, what are all these kids doing here? And he said, oh, the Father had to make a place for them because what's going on in the earth, they weren't safe. And so he had to make a place for them. And I said, oh, okay. And when I said that, Dia came out of the room, smiled and winked at me, and then walked right by where there was a safe place for kids she came out of. And then the dream went on. But Scripture makes it very clear that the child will be able to play near the dwelling place of the snake and not be harmed. When there's righteousness in the land, the children are safe. The children are provided for. When the Spirit comes, God said, the Spirit of Elijah, he said, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the children of the fathers. One of the greatest reasons children are in dire straits is because father either isn't there or doesn't understand. And so that's part of the puzzle as well. You have any more? Are you done?
I'm just trying to get everything that's happening to make sense, you know, all around.
Well, just
but just what you said about the children, they're going to be able to play in the streets. And I recently had a dream that it was just strange. I mean, dreams are strange, and sometimes they don't mean anything, and sometimes they do. And for years, I would get up in the middle of the night with somebody's name in my head, and I'm thinking, what is that? Who is that? And it would be nobody that I even knew, and I just would push it to the wayside. Well, I'm done doing that, because that's probably somebody that I need to pray for. So I started to keep a journal by my bed. And just the other night, I dreamt about babies, and they were unclothed, and it was a spirit of heaviness, and because they were being handed to me, and I really had no idea what that meant. I mean, I had a little bit of an idea because of what's going on in the world, what's being brought to light right now, and has everything to do with everything else that's going on. It's all one thing, even though it looks like a bunch of little things that are being brought to light. This is all for one reason only. And that's what I said, because the kingdoms belong to him, and all that stuff's going to cease. I know it sounds like it's not going to happen. It is. And that's something I feel like we need to stop being so skeptical. Miracles are something that shouldn't be, oh my goodness, did you see that? That man can hear. We shouldn't be surprised at these things. We should know that that's what he does. And all of this scary stuff, you need to start today when you walk out of here already rejoicing in the things that have not happened yet. Find joy in the things that have not happened yet. That isn't even what I was going to say, but I was supposed to say that, I think. But those babies, just pray for the children, because there's many that aren't going to be able to come into this world because of the things that are happening, but they're with Jesus dancing at his feet. So they're taken care of. But I really believe that the time is right now. And we can say that year after year after year, but the time is right now. So please start today. When you walk out of here today, whatever it is that is laying on your heart, don't push it away. You need to start now and start seeking it out, because he tells us in scripture that ask and ye shall receive. You're not going to get anything if you don't ask. He's a friend that walks beside us. Look at him that way. It doesn't have to be this thing that's out of reach. Think of it as somebody that can sit beside you on your couch. Hey, do you like my sandals? You just never know. I mean, that's how we should be treating him. He loves us. And when I think about Jesus, I think about somebody with a big smile and somebody that's kind and loving. He's not going anywhere. And if you feel like you're by yourself, see, you're not. You have him to look towards. And I know we all know that already, but hopefully some of the stuff I said makes sense. I think that's all. For now.
Amen. And please, I just want to address this, because every time I hear someone say a dream or I share a dream, I always get this in my spirit, like when it says, and Jesus knew their thoughts. I would not share with you a dream that I think is just a dream that I have when I eat a meatball sandwich. When I share a dream with you, I've already filtered it through the respect that I owe you and the honor I owe you before I will share it with you from up here. That it is a definite God dream. And when you walk with the Lord in that area, you sometimes you know for sure, sometimes you don't know, whatever. I just want you to know, before I share a dream with you from up here, I've already filtered it through. This is a dream from God, not just any old dream. And so, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because you're not comfortable with somebody having a dream. Go through the scripture. God talks to people in dreams all the time. And he said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men will dream dreams, and your old men will have visions. So, amen. Anybody else? Thank you, Dash.
Just something about Dasha said. She said this is the time of the harvest, and
I'm sorry, you can be seated if you want.
When quarantine started, when all of the schools shut down, well, I work at a school and I was also shut down that day. And that day, God said to me, this is the time of the harvest. And I was like, we're going to do worship on Facebook Live. And, you know, I've gone live once in a while and I always felt really funny, but I was like, I have to do this. And Ray was like, he came home from work that day and he was like, are you ready? And I was like, I'm ready. Like, we knew what we had to do, but he was like, well, I'm not going live. And I was like, we have to go live. Like, it's not about if you mess up or perfecting a video. It's about connecting and keeping people together and worshiping together, even though we were all in different places. And that's what we're doing also in our world, all in different places, praising, lifting up, reaching out to people all together, even with people we don't know. So yes, confirmation, this is the time of the harvest. And second thing, when Pastor Rob was saying that God is bringing the inheritance of the kingdoms back to him, I heard that yesterday. As soon as you said it, I was like, I heard that yesterday. I was watching TV and I just heard it and I went, oh. And I was just like, I don't know. Many times I'm like, I know what that is and I know I need to write and I know I need to, but I just heard it and I kind of just like, whatever. But as soon as he said that today, so that was just one more confirmation with everything being said today, really. So.
Yeah, so just a thought. I wonder if the part of the dream where all the kids came out and they were there because there was an issue with the schools has to deal with the issue that's the schools. This dream was a while ago. Long time ago. When I say long time ago, we're talking 2012, 2013-ish. All right. Father, we thank you. We've all been at that place, at the precipice, at that threshold, as we talked about last week, where we have to allow you to carry us across into that season where we don't know what is on the other side. But you do. And so thank you so much for our sister and her girls and Lord, all those who are close to her. And we just rejoice in your provision, your direction, your wisdom. And as you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together for her, or even as she takes steps of just trust in you. And when she doesn't have all the pieces together, blessed is the one who trusts in you. They will never be ashamed. And so we just commend her to your perfect will. Thank you for protecting and providing for her and her family in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Love you. Anyone else? Yeah, so if it's just me, this is how God puts things together. Someone gives a little bit, someone else gives a little bit, someone else gives a little bit, and it's looking through a glass darkly after that. And then it slowly unfolds. So, he's in no hurry, but he's unveiling to us steps. So that's it. All hearts clear. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.